confident that the jury would convict on all counts of murder and attempted murder.
Looking forward to sometime early part of next week, we'll come back and we'll get to, 165 guilty verdicts and we can move on to the next level.
That next level would be sentencing. If the jury finds him guilty, they will next decide if he gets the death penalty. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.
And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Good morning. It's a Wednesday. This is the 15th day of July. Futures in Chicago at this hour are lower. Soybeans are down about 11 to 12 cents for the day. Corn futures are down a penny to 0.75 cents. Wheat futures are off 7. Bean oil is down 61 cents. Meal actually up 20 cents. Live cattle futures off 37, but the feeders are up 60. And the lean hogs are up 47.5 cents at this time. The forecast tells us we'll have sunny skies. This is one of the reasons that the markets are lower, and a high of 80 degrees today. No rain there, partly cloudy, and a low of 61. Tomorrow, just a 20% chance of rainfall. Same on Thursday. Friday, sunny and 89. Friday night, clear and 73. Sunny on Saturday. Sunny on Sunday. Monday, just a chance of showers, but mostly clear and sunny, and on Tuesday, sunny. So lots of sunny skies, highs in the low 80s, so should be a perfect setup for pollination. And I would guess, Jackie Vakes, that that's one of the reasons that the market has begun to fail, at least in the corn pit. You're with Stuart Peterson. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning, and I would certainly say that's true. I think, it's been so obvious when you watch the markets, the heavy days up on grain, we saw the livestock market go down. Yesterday, we were kind of weaker on grain, we saw the livestock market go up. Today, we're kind of mixed on the livestock market, and yet, you can tell they're not over here. I mean, there's profit taking that's going on, and I think it is the weather. They're going to be careful as we head into the crop progress and condition ratings, coming out on Monday. And although, we did see this morning, even though ADM, or they lifted force majeure, the CME lifted force majeure on the Illinois River, flooding stopped the barges. So there are still a lot of issues, I can tell you that. There's no question about it, but they're becoming less. And it's looking more favorable.
It's looking more favorable. How concerned should those producers that are in areas like Watsika, the Lafayette, Indiana, in parts of Missouri where they actually did not get planted, across into Logansport all the way into the Ohio border? How concerned should they be? I think there's some southern Illinois areas, too, when they really don't have a crop or very much of a crop or don't know about how much of a crop that they have, about this marketplace looking to Iowa and Minnesota and Nebraska and saying, hey, they've got a really good crop, and it's a balancing act.
Well, it definitely is, and I think when you look at the big picture, Todd, you have to watch some very important places on the market here, and you have to watch your basis at all times, and we know that at times when we've gone higher, basis in some places has remained good, some places has gotten better, and some places has fallen apart. And so, when you look at that, you have to think about, okay, what do we have in store here yet? I do think that when you look at corn, December corn continues to hold above that monthly trend line at 433. And so if we can continue to hold above the monthly trend line and each day it goes down a little bit, that would be positive. And we might see corn do that all the way. It may just be range trading that goes on until we get to the August report. Unless this, if this weather improves and, we don't like the higher temperatures for corn pollination necessarily, but we really love the sunshine for beans. And so, we need to dry out everywhere. And I think that's all the trade is doing. It's perception. The big question comes down to, have they built in enough into the marketplace to make up for what we're going to lose in potential yield coming on the August report? And how much can our export business handle? How much of a higher price can our export business handle when you've got the dollar? Well, we're back at 97 today. And so I think those guys, if they don't know what they're going to produce, but they know they're going to produce something, still always your best bet is to either buy yourself a put or do something to protect yourself and not in a cash market, because you don't know what you're going to have.
So the size of this crop is a moving target and will be for some time, more so this year than it has been in the past. If it's a normal crop year, we kind of have an idea where we're setting. This year's not normal on either side of the Mississippi River. Do you have some thoughts about what the size of both the corn and the soybean crop might be? And I know this is going to fluctuate daily, sometimes weekly.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to pull out a crop that's going to be probably 13.2 and above on corn, maybe even better than that, depending upon, you know, I got guys in Nebraska at this moment, they're on track for a 200 bushel dry land corn, which is normally 80. If they can pull that off, I mean, if the weather cooperates with them, well, then I guess the bets are off, and 13.3 or 4 is probably in the game. When you look at beans, I think There's a bigger question, although I tell you, I've been around long enough to know that beans can be like a weed. I've seen them look like they're absolutely dead in the thing, and they still produce. And so I guess I'd say somewhere between 3.6 billion and 3.7 billion, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't expect the USDA, if we had lost more full-season beans in compared to double-crop beans, then I might be taking it down more, but I think that when you look at most of our losses are in double crop beans. And, you know, we haven't lost as many double crop beans as people might think in some areas. I finished talking to one of the guys on the East Coast this morning, and if you talked to him 2 weeks ago, they were never going to get their double crop beans in. They were never going to get their wheat off. They've got all their wheat off. They've got all their double crop beans in, and they're growing. And so, you know, you're right. It's a moving target, and it's all about perception. So that's what it comes down to on the marketplace. I think if you look at the perception of the marketplace at the moment, I think farmers are going to be reluctant sellers, so we'll probably hang around in these numbers. And unless we start hearing, you know, corn coming into the East Coast regularly and things like that, it's going to be a real tough call. Won't know until we're in the combine.
On the subject of reluctant sellers, they have been reluctant sellers of old crop corn for a very long time. Mm-hmm. How much concern do you have?
Well, I do know that quite a few people have actually rewarded the market when they were able to get $4 cash. I've heard that from more people than you can shake a stick at. But it's a situation. Yeah, it concerns me. I mean, it always comes to bite us in the back end after a while. And you know, the thing we have got to be aware of is, okay, guys, you know, think about this. What do you think 16 corn plantings are going to be like? If we get decent prices right now for 15 corn, we're going to plant 16 corn until we turn purple. And so, you know, I think the other side of it is they've got to be getting prepared to cover the 16 prices if we get another bounce here. And because it's the way, I talk with farmers about this all the time, Todd, and they're the first ones to tell you, yep, we do that all the time. You know, and so And I think when you look at the marketplace, you can kind of see it because, you know, you look at 16 beans and 16 beans are behind 15 beans. Yes, we have demand for 15 beans, but when I look at this, you know, 15 and 16 beans, you know, we've got, 58? I don't know. I can't remember what it is right now. Maybe 48 cents. We were 60 cents apart on that the other day. 60 cents inverse is what we were. And, you know, if you look at the track record on that, worst it's ever done is 78. So, you know, I think that there's a lot to be said for the market digesting what's going on.
Right. Anything on the outside markets and perception there? We've lost some risk in the weather, at least because it is looking better at this time. Outside markets, have we also lost some of the risk premium that has to deal with China and Greece?
Well, I don't know. You know, China's GDP came in at 7% today, which held steady with where they were. You know, that's back in 2007, just to give a picture, 14.2% is where they were then. But their stock market still fell 3%, even though they came out with a steady GDP. And so, you know, that's concerning. But I think the bigger thing for us is, and we've talked about this before, it's a double-edged sword. If Greece pukes, the dollar goes higher. If Greece is settled, the Fed's come in and raise the rates. And today Yellen was talking about that. They're on the path to raise rates this year. They have concerns over the high U.S. debt, you know, and the weak property values that we have here. And, of course, Greece is an issue. There's no question. But I think, in general, we also have to remember, every time that the dollar goes higher, the value of our of what it costs to someone else outside of our country to buy our products goes higher too. And, you know, it wasn't long ago, it was over $1 a bushel higher when December corn was at $3.81 and the U.S. dollar was sitting at 97 where it is right now compared to a year ago.
Thanks so much for taking the time with us today. We look forward to our conversation this afternoon during the closing market report.
Yep. Thanks, Todd. Mm-hmm. Take care.
You too. That is Jackie Vick. She's with Stuart Peterson. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities and Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.